Just a thought. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? I always found it interesting that the Spirit of God uses the word who and not what, which would suggest that these are things that are engineered, no doubt, by the one, the thief who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy utterly. But things executed by those who are under his control, those who have not faith and who know not God. Shall tribulation separate us from the love of Christ? The pressures of life, beloved, the burdens that we have to bear. When things get to the point where we feel that we are being crushed and broken, shall such separate us from the love of Christ? Shall distress separate us from the love of Christ? When we are so burdened that we feel that there is no room to maneuver, there's no elbow room, we don't know how to deal with the various situations that come upon us. Shall distress separate us from the love of Christ? Shall persecution separate us from the love of Christ? When the people of God are being hunted and hounded by those who have evil intentions, the people of God, simply because they belong to Christ, and they name the name of Christ, they are pursued by those who are led captive by the devil at his will. Shall famine, the scarcity and lack of food, being destitute of food, shall famine separate us from the love of Christ? He would have us to remember the birds. Shall nakedness, now being destitute of clothing, what we shall put on, shall nakedness separate us from the love of Christ? And he would have us to remember the flowers. Shall peril, all sorts of danger, and we know the dangers, those things that threaten limb and life, shall danger, shall peril separate us from the love of Christ? Shall the sword, this weapon of warfare, this instrument of death, shall the sword separate us from the love of Christ? We are told in Song of Solomon chapter 8 that love is strong as death. The love of the anointed is strong as death. And the many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. The love of Christ, beloved, strong as death. And the answer to that question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, shall all these things, the answer is 1,000 times a resounding no. Nothing, no one shall separate us from the love of Christ. For his love is strong as death.